Okay, talking ahead, and I don't know how much to get into these things, but I guess we have to. Some kind of concealed or an ashram. Topics here. And I think I already started with it. So democracy in trouble could be one program or whatever, and a part of it. And we could take that one of how the democratically elected leaders can basically today be butchered, driven out of office, stripped of all credibility, simply by the media. The journalists, or I would say rather the owners and controllers of the media networks and outlets, have an enormous power. They could take any leader, president, prime minister, whoever, and a few big articles on the front pages of the major newspapers and the and in the news, the television, whatever, and now also social media and so on, can have devastating effects. I can take a leader from being popular to being hated. In no time. That's why the politicians are so afraid of that and so keen on having a good PR department and effective damage control just in case, so on. It's a whole of it. A lot of it is a media apparatus. And often it seems politicians have more become turned into media figures. Successful ones being those who know how to deal with media. Whether they are actually good at managing and running a country or not. So, given this, the implications of that fact, because it is a fact and we can all see it going on all over the world among politicians, well, it's a rather startling and, I would say, frightening fact. Namely, how much the media controls the world today, what a power media is. And I would say being in control of media is even maybe more important than being the head of a nation. For this simple fact. And I would say then democratic nation, or probably any nation where well, you could say the media is free, but it's not necessarily free. It's just powerful. It may still be in the hands of very powerful people, other politicians, huge corporations, and behind the screen, powerful groups. And not necessarily because being free, being free, honest journalism. So this is another tricky, I would say, weakness that can appear in democracy. Linked to the basic weakness, namely that it is the majority of the people in a country who elect the leader, and provided that this election campaign is not manipulated and fake, which it seems that it can be more and more now all over the world, even in the so-called free world, that such manipulation is going on. But it's more and more about how to use the media as effectively as possible, as convincingly as possible, to make as many people as possible to vote for you and support you. In other words, the mass of people who are then supposed to be in power, because that's what democracy is, isn't it? Power to the people. Are not necessarily and probably mostly not, to be honest and frank, voting based on a deeper realistic understanding of the actual qualification of that leader or party and their ability to run the country, keeping it healthy, wealthy and wise, safe and all that. But for all kinds of reasons. I even read the other day an article in Swedish press. No, actually it was a Swedish television. An entire program with political experts discussing seriously the possibility that this pop singer Taylor Swift could influence the American presidential election. significantly should she decide to support a certain candidate. A pop girl. That's where we are today. So the risk is that, and maybe we are there already, on one side of the world, we have that kind of actually rather dysfunctional democracy, which is so mainly by name. But disguising a very different power system. And this is not something I'm sitting here, ignorant little me, saying, but you hear people such as the foreign minister of Greece, whatever he is, and here and there, experts talking like this. That we might be seeing an end to functional democracy in the West, which is behind the screen turning into a new kind of feudalism, not ruled by kings and lords, but by huge corporations that are like not even nations, but continents. Up there on a level of power where politics and profits and all of those people are mixing together, and you don't really know who's ruling the world today. Where the election campaigns and international conflicts sometimes seem to be scripted, produced for entertainment and thrills and drama. Eternal conflict between the good and the bad. Rather than at finding solutions that are good for everyone. Win-win. Sharing. With the understanding that the job of leading, it's not about grabbing as much as you can, power and profits, but to serve the people you lead. Taking on that weight of responsibility, that my job now is serious. It is to make people in my country safe, healthy, fed. Having a home and being happy. Everyone who live here in my jurisdiction, that is leadership. Not how can I exploit the people as much as possible. For my own gain and those of my buddies.